Started recording. So before we actually start the interview, can both of you just give me your name, your class year, and today's date, which would be June 11th, 2022. This is just for documentation and filing.
Right. So then you say our name for the presentation and the microphone.
Yep.
Later.
I need to write into it.
Yes. Catherine Klein. Catherine U.C. K-A-I-N.
Yes, please.
Catherine Klein, K-L-E-I-N, Catherine with a C, class of 1957. And today's date is June 11, 2022.
And can you pass that over to Elizabeth so she can do this too?
And I'm Elizabeth Klein, but I'm in the class of 1962. And today's date is June 11, right? And on June 12th. Is someone's birthday. My sister. Yes.
All right, perfect. So now that that is done, really the floor is open to you. If you'd like to talk about any stories you two share, if there's anything in particular you want, anything you want to talk about, any good memories, you can pass it back and forth. Just make sure you speak right into the mic. But otherwise, the floor is yours.
My name is Kathy Klein. It's the class of 1957.
And my name is Elizabeth Klein, class of 62.
And there were three of us. We had an older sister who graduated from Mosley, class of 1956. And also, uniquely, the three of us attended a year abroad in Israel, Switzerland, where we had a wonderful time studying and traveling throughout Europe. That program is no longer offered here, unfortunately, for the whole year, but all three of us went and got a lot out of it. Yeah, they traveled on the way there. Of course, we were on a ship, and not quite like a cruise ship, but it still was across the Atlantic in a ship, and it was the French line, wasn't it? Yours was a French line. Mine was the Holland American. But you met so many people there in those 6 or 7 days, and it was a beginning of meeting new people, new experiences, new lifestyles. And then we started in Ireland and visited that on our way to the continent. But I think you stopped. Did you stop in Ireland, Catherine, on your way there? We put Ireland on our way home after the whole year. Mm-hmm. We started in Beirut.
Ah. And that put a nice beginning to your year of study and intellectual learning. And that came when we got to Fribourg in Switzerland and started learning more French, more culture, more just other winds that we aren't from Illinois used to. And
Elizabeth became a high school teacher for languages, so
it just helped right in there. I could speak very well, so I give that praise to my instructors from Rosary, that I felt very comfortable with the language. But also, I think it helped my students that I could speak from experience of having been here or been there or just having experienced so many different cultures of Europe. And
if you haven't figured it out yet, you're octogenarian. But we do still enjoy coming back to campus. The original buildings, the baskets are so beautiful. And all the new buildings with the technology are wonderful, leading to the 21st century.
The new president and all kinds of new things that we heard this morning at the president's speech. But as I say, it's nice always to come back and look at the Gothic buildings, which we experienced also in Europe. But our professors were just so just teach as a teacher, I would appreciate how they taught us all so well. And that was my reason for coming to Rosemary, because my older sister had come here and told me how much she got from this school and from her year in Fribourg. And then my sister, second sister Catherine, came and talked again about it, how good it was. And so I had to follow their lead.
And we've had a wonderful day here at the reunion. 5 years from now, we'll probably be in the next decade. Who knows where we'll be? You know, a few of our classmates came and all their thinking out of the Lincoln history to be really here have preceded us also. And looking back, we hope they're looking at us and helping us get through the rest of our lives.
Yes, as they have got us on a good start towards our 80th decade.
All right, yeah, right now we are currently at 6.5 minutes, so we got a lot of good stuff. I know you did touch on this a little bit before, but do you want to just, for a close-up, maybe each of you go at a time or back and forth, talk about like how it feels to be back at reunion? I know you've mentioned this before, but maybe just a little tie-it-together sort of thing. Also, just to make sure, can you put the mic right in front of your mouth, like a couple inches away? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So whenever you're ready.
Unfortunately, none of our nieces or nephews have come to Rosemary, but we do recommend it for anybody who wants a good foundation in their lifestyle. Very happy. And so... here's the Dominican. We hope the star stays bright.
And bright, and brighter, mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Elizabeth?
Well, we do have a great nephew who is very interested in soccer in high school and loves it. So I noticed that they now have sports, Catherine. Not just girls' sports, but boys' sports. Maybe we can get him to come here to play soccer, and he would excel with his grade point average too, I'm sure. Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. He's in Arlington Heights. I'm sure he'd be a great asset to the Dominican soccer team. Mm-hmm. And the last is standing out.
Also. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Too bad we couldn't contribute any other family members.
That was good. Thank you.